Then answering her, said light-haired Menelaus, "Yes, all your tale, my wife, is told right well. I have in days gone by tested the wisdom and the will of many heroes, and I have travelled over many lands. But never have I found a soul so true as that of stout Odysseus. Consider what that brave man did and dared within the wooden horse where all we Argive chiefs were lying, bearing the Trojans' death and doom. Ere long you passed that way. Some god must have impelled you who sought to bring the Trojans' honor. Godlike Deiphobus was following after. Thrice walking round our hollow ambush, touching it here and there, you called by name the Danaan chiefs, feigning the voice of every Argive's wife. Now I and the son of Tydeus and royal Odysseus, crouched in the middle, heard your call, and we too, starting up, were minded to go forth, or else to answer straightway from within. But Odysseus held us back and stayed our madness. So all the other sons of the Achaeans held their peace. Anticlus only was determined to make answer to your words. But Odysseus firmly closed his mouth with his strong hands, and so saved all the Achaeans. All through the time he held him thus, till Pallas Athena led you off. Then answered him discreet Telemachus, O son of Atreus, heaven-descended Menelaus, leader of hosts, so much the worse. All was of no avail against a doleful death, though an iron heart was his. Nay, bring us to our beds, that so at last, lulled in sweet sleep, we may get comfort. He spoke, and Argive Helen bade the maids to set a bed beneath the portico, to lay upon it beautiful purple rugs, spread blankets over these, and then place woolen mantles on the outside for a covering. So the maids left the hall, with torches in their hands, and spread the bed, and a page led forth the strangers. Thus, in the porch, slept Prince Telemachus, and the illustrious son of Nestor. But the son of Atreus slept in the recess of the high hall, and by him long-robed Helen lay, a queen of women.